crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is here now.
Hey there, Hardline. Hello, hello. I'm doing great. We did it again. We made it back home.
Good stuff, too, by the way.
Really?
Listen, yesterday.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much. Do you guys think that no one... We were talking about this on the way home, that the idea that nobody really listens on 4th of July. I mean, do we have research that backs that up? Because my thought has always been that, hey, you're off work. If you're a ticket, you're P1, you're going to have the radio on at the barbecue and stuff.
It might be, but I promise you, your numbers and your listeners, it's very diminished.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
It's just not, I mean, people are out of their routine.
Right.
And it's kind of like saying, well, why don't they listen on the weekends? It's because they get out of their weekday routine.
Well, that's what made last night kind of a specialty show, but it was all worth it. We stayed at this really cool hotel called the Oxford that was built in like 1890. It was really nice and really cool, except for one thing, and I thought of the hammer when I first realized they had this policy. Because they want it to all have the rustic charm and his sense of history and all that, instead of the little card that you scan, there's a real key.
And you got to turn it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's okay. Me and Ron, we stayed at a place in New York City that was like that. Remember that, Ron? So we had to turn our... We'd turn our key. They'd put it in the little slot. We'd come in and say, 2:30, and give us our key back.
Boy, who's to say the fellow that was staying there the night before didn't make a copy of that key, though? I wouldn't enjoy having to lug around my backpack that had all my worldly possessions in it because of that.
I never worried about it.
And sure, that was a real solid policy.
Never worried about it because if they're going to steal from you, they're going to steal from you. Where's that at? Is that in Denver or is it?
Yeah, Red Rocks about 20.
Oh, I know exactly where Red Rocks is.
Oh yeah, the hotel was
out
in Denver.
70. I know exactly.
We stayed a block from Coors Field there in Lodo. You know what? I saw something. We didn't get to go to a game, unfortunately, because we had all the Blues Traveler stuff to do. But I did watch a game at a sports bar across the street. I saw something I'd never seen before. Maybe you guys have.
Sports.
You ever seen a broken bat home run?
No, I imagine somewhere along the line.
Well, I'd never seen one, and the announcers couldn't think of when they'd ever seen one.
Did the bat break in two?
Yeah. I mean, the barrel.
I've never seen that.
There's the barrel laying there in the infield, and you can tell that all the fielders are kind of acting like, hey, this is no big deal. You know, it's going to catch you on the warning track, and it just kept going and going until it was in the stands.
Three things at work there. Coors Field and that air.
Yep.
Steroids and probably a loaded bat.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Southern Lexus. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that...
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that... Hey, Corby, is it any coincidence that your new ticket sponsor is for a divorce lawyer?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that... Hey there, Corby. I've been admired your bicurious nature for months now. Why don't you come over and we'll do some yard work? Hell, maybe we'll throw our blowers in reverse and gratify one another in a bicurious manner.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that is a good thing you guys know something about sports. Because when it comes to politics and home repair, most of you guys are clueless.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that the next person who says you're on the two-minute drill, go, is my bitch.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that this world's a better place and the Longhorns and their sinners suck.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think the two nuns were racing in the Tour de France today, and one said to the other, I've never come this way before. And the other one said, it's the cobblestones.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
I just think that
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Randy Fuller, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next is the Top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you. Hardline.